Hi, it's Dave. So I just talked with ARK Invest's artificial intelligence analyst, Will Summerlin, and the interview will be coming out later this week. But I wanted to share a super valuable insight that I got after talking with him, and it has to deal with Tesla's data advantage. And I think Tesla's data advantage could be worth a lot more than what people are thinking. First off, ARK Invest believes that autonomous driving could unlock up to $20 trillion of market cap value for companies that are involved in that arena. And a lot of the autonomous driving market and the advantages and the companies that will win in that market will be determined largely around their data advantage. So what does data advantage mean? There are a few points we need to understand what data is valuable and which companies will have a data advantage. First off, most data is actually quite useless. And in a few circumstances, though, data is absolutely crucial and valuable, and data is gold. And here is an example. For example, when you're driving a car, most of the data while you're driving is actually quite useless, meaning you're just on the freeway for hours at a time. It's not really valuable information. A lot of that stuff can be thrown out. Now, what's valuable is the certain circumstances in the driving experience that prop up and crop up in certain times that become super valuable because of their kind of rarity or how important they are. For example, when you're driving, let's say, a pseudo-autonomous vehicle, let's say that has a high level of driver assist. Let's say you're on Navigate on autopilot or so, and you're driving, or full self-driving beta, whatever it is. When you're having an intervention and you're needing to take control as you're supervising the vehicle, that moment where you're taking control and intervening is actually gold. That moment, right, that occurrence and the data that surrounds that intervention is extremely valuable information. Now, the hour or two that you're driving before, that might not have any value at all. But maybe that 5 seconds, you know, time where you had to intervene, it carries so much valuable information. Another example is there are just really strange, rare occurrences of different objects and situations. For example, Will Summerlin in the interview he shared that there's some blue stop signs in Hawaii, right? And that's just really strange and weird. And a lot of times you're not going to actually be able to capture some of these weird, strange occurrences unless you have that scope of just a ton of data and you're able to capture the data that sticks out. Now, another question to ask regarding, you know, this data advantage of which companies will have a data advantage is the data hard to acquire? Now, when you look at autonomous driving, like the amount of driving miles you need to really accrue and to gather the valuable data, right, that special data, like you'll need billions of miles of data of driving, right, to look for those rare occurrences that are going to be super valuable and actually will be helpful in training your model. Now, what you're trying to do is you're also wanting to drive the cars in kind of a pseudo-autonomous mode or an autopilot mode, and you want to catch those small things that go wrong because each intervention is worth gold. Now, if you're a company that's trying to do autonomous driving, but you don't have billions of miles on the road, you're not going to catch those rare occurrences of that strange stop sign or that strange driving behavior or the strange road of how it forks or how it merges, etc. Not just that, you need to have the data in the car in the right mode, meaning the car just doesn't need to be driving around in like, and a camera just an existing car. No, it needs to be in the car driving in pseudo-autonomous mode because you need to capture, right, the weaknesses and the things that the pseudo-autonomous mode needs to improve on. And that's the genius behind Tesla's whole autopilot and full self-driving approach, is they're doing exactly what they need to get the data advantage they need. They're getting billions of miles by having, you know, hundreds of thousands or even over a million cars on the road with that hardware. And not only that, the cars are in this kind of pseudo-autonomous mode. And in that mode, they're getting the most valuable data, right? The interventions, things that are going wrong. Further, another question we need to ask of whether a company has a data advantage and how much that data advantage is going to be worth is, where is the data value asymptote? And what that means is, where is kind of that, with the law of diminishing returns, like you have more and more data, at a certain point you get less and less returns, and it gets to a point where you don't really need that much data. For example, some models in AI, you don't need a lot of data before you figure it out. But then there are other models where it benefits from having a tremendous amount of data and also that valuable data. In the case of autonomous driving, it's one of those latter models where there are so many corner cases, and there's so many strange occurrences that happen while driving, and all of these corner cases are extremely valuable, and largely because the stakes are very high, meaning we're dealing with life and death, right? If you're in a big accident and something happens, it could be, hey, you know, a human life can be lost, or many human lives can be lost. And it's this nature of driving, meaning it's life and death. You know, you're in a vehicle, a metal, you know, vehicle that's traveling extremely fast, and there's complex, you know, things going on, that this environment gives value to those extreme corner cases. And even if we have 10 years of tons of data with tens of millions of vehicles, right, getting that data, I think still in 10 years, we're going to get valuable data because each life is so important and you want to get each corner case, right? And it's almost like infinite number of corner cases out there. And so that's kind of one of the unique things with autonomous driving is the data is super valuable and you don't get like, you know, diminishing returns to the point where it's not worth to collect data after a while. This data, because it's life and death, is extremely important. Now, with this data advantage that Tesla is accruing, you're seeing an interesting flywheel effect that's taking place. What's happening is you're collecting this rare and super valuable data that's gold, super just important or valuable. And what you're doing is you're training your neural net models, which are improving the performance of the overall system. And by improving the performance of the overall system, you're making the system more valuable, more attractive, and that's able to sell more vehicles. And as you sell more vehicles, you get more data. And you get more of that gold, right? That valuable data, all the corner cases that are so hard to find. And pretty soon your 1 million, right, cars on the road driving in, you know, pseudo-autonomous, but transitioning to autonomous mode will become tens of millions of cars on the road. And this becomes a very daunting and very compelling competitive moat, actually, to have, right, this flywheel of the product getting so good and you getting more of that product, getting out on the road, collecting more and more of that valuable data to improve the product. Now, Will Summerlin, in this interview that'll be coming out, he defines actually the 2020s kind of as a decade that can be defined as companies who take advantage of these data advantages. And these data advantages become their competitive moat. And autonomous driving actually, I think, can be an excellent example of that. Now, what's going to happen is I'm excited to actually release this Will Summerlin interview. It's going to have to wait a couple of days because ARK Invest has a kind of a compliance process where they need to review the video for a couple of days before they give approval. But I've divided the interview into two parts because I wanted to kind of go really in depth with artificial intelligence. The first part of my interview is about Tesla and understanding kind of, you know, what is their data advantage, you know, how hard is it to collect this data, right? Can other car companies just easily copy this? And so we kind of go into a lot of those questions. The second part of my interview, I kind of divvied up into this part of more broadly, like what other companies, what other industries can benefit from artificial intelligence in the next 5 to 10 years? We talk about Palantir, CrowdStrike, and various biotech type of efforts. And overall, the whole approach is, hey, what's the future of AI? How does it impact, you know, society, investing, industries, companies, et cetera? And how can I view that as an investor? How can I understand it more clearly as an investor, right, to help me make decisions? Artificial intelligence, it really could be one of the most impactful trends and platforms that our society, that humanity has ever known. And I think we're still in the early stages of figuring all this out. So go ahead, if you haven't already, consider subscribing to my channel. You'll get notified of the upcoming interviews on artificial intelligence. And I wanna give actually a shout out to ARK Invest. I think I'm super impressed. They've got some really, really just smart and capable analysts. Every person I've talked with from ARK Invest has really blown me away. All the way from my first interview with Yassine, who's their Bitcoin blockchain analyst, super smart guy. Brett Winton did an interview with Emmett Pepper's And we interviewed Brett Winden. He's the director of research for ARK Invest. And man, this guy is just like, he really knows his stuff across all industries. And I was just so, so impressed by how he's able to clearly analyze different industries, where they're headed. And I really saw him as like, you know, a super important part of ARK Invest. And then you have Will Summerlin, who will be coming up soon in this channel. So anyways, I hope this kind of video has been helpful to kind of give you insight on, you know, yeah, data advantage, what that means and how rare and how valuable it could be in the future. Anyways, take care and we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.